AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. FBI agents search former President Donald Trump's Florida estate, Mar-a-Lago. Trump, in a posting, labeled the search a raid and complained that they had forced open a safe. AP's Norman Hall reports a source says the search is part of the investigation of a number of classified documents thought to have been taken to the estate after Trump left the White House.
Trump's statement says the raid was unannounced, not necessary, or appropriate. The Justice Department has been investigating the discovery of boxes of records containing classified information that were taken to Mar-a-Lago after Trump's presidency had concluded.
The search is just part of the legal problems being faced by Trump, including a federal grand jury investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol and a state grand jury in Georgia investigating the former president and his backers' efforts to overturn election results in that state. Undersecretary of Defense Colin Kahl says the Biden administration has authorized another $1 billion in aid to Ukraine.
The United States has now committed approximately $9.8 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since the beginning of the Biden administration.
Russia and Ukraine trade accusations that the other side is shelling Europe's biggest nuclear power plant. Four Muslim men have died in ambush shootings since last November in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Three last week. The latest victim, Naeem Hussein, was killed Friday night. Police say the same vehicle might have been used in all four homicides, a Volkswagen, either a Jetta or a Passat. The driver suspected of causing a fiery crash in Los Angeles County last Thursday that killed five people and an 8.5-month-old fetus is charged with 6 counts of murder and 5 counts of vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence. Nicole Lorraine Linton, a traveling nurse from Houston, is being held on $9 million bail. Sheriff's investigators say she was driving 90 miles per hour when she ran a red light and slammed into cars at a crowded intersection. This is AP News. A trio of states hold primaries tomorrow. AP's Lisa Dwyer has this.
The Republican matchup in the Wisconsin gubernatorial primary elections features competing candidates endorsed by former President Donald Trump and his estranged Vice President Mike Pence. Wisconsin Democrats are picking a U.S. Senate candidate to face two-term Republican Senator Ron Johnson for control of the closely divided U.S. Senate. In Minnesota, U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar is facing a primary challenger who helped defeat a voter referendum to replace the Minneapolis Police Department with a new Department of Public Safety. Meanwhile, voters in Vermont are picking a replacement for the U.S. Senate's current longest-serving member, Senator Patrick Leahy. Leahy's upcoming retirement has opened up 2 seats in Vermont's tiny congressional delegation and an opportunity for the state to send a woman to represent Vermont in Washington for the first time.
Mixed day on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 29, the Nasdaq was down 13. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.